Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Galatians 2:20.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Today's Bible verse is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Some time ago, I found myself avoiding a conversation I knew needed to occur for fear I wouldn't handle the situation correctly. I knew I'd grown in Christ and had the power of the Holy Spirit living within me. I wanted to believe that I would experience his strength to respond with love and kindness rather than self-protection and defensiveness, to prioritize the gospel and the ministry the other person and I both served in over my pride and selfishly motivated desires. But I feared I would fall into my old ways of reacting. I was afraid I would say something hurtful, and that would make the conflict that I wanted to resolve worse. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever struggle to crucify, as today's verse states, the sinful ways that you thought and that you responded in the past, to live filled with, yielded to, empowered by, led by Jesus Christ? Paul, the first century evangelist who wrote the letter from which today's verse comes, routinely demonstrated what it looks like to live crucified with Christ. Now, obviously, he hadn't been executed, but he knew Jesus had died in his place. Therefore, when Christ had died, the old Paul had died with him. Scripture tells us that when we trust in Christ for salvation, we are changed. God doesn't just make us into better versions of ourselves. As 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 states, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Paul wanted the Galatians to understand both who he'd been prior to receiving God's free gift of salvation and who he had become through faith. Specifically, as he engaged in difficult conversations and fought against deception and false teaching, he wanted the Galatian believers to know that he wasn't confronting these issues out of pride and selfishness. Whereas the false teachers who'd followed him to Galatia were seeking to elevate themselves and pull others onto their side, Paul was motivated by his love for and obedience to Jesus Christ. Christ was living, loving, and teaching through him. And so, although Paul still lived in his flesh, in his mortal body, his truest self, his soul, was being led and empowered by Jesus Christ through his moment-by-moment decision to live in the Holy Spirit, filled by the Holy Spirit and following the Holy Spirit. He expanded on this a few chapters later when he wrote in Galatians 5, verse 16, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh," meaning our sinful tendencies and who we were, who we would be, and sometimes still can behave as, apart from the spiritual influence of Jesus Christ. He also wrote in Romans 6, verse 11, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Dead, crucified, and unresponsive to our old way of living as we become increasingly sensitive, increasingly responsive to the Holy Spirit and alive, vibrant, and free in Jesus Christ. It takes a great deal of trust to yield ourselves to someone else, God included, especially when he calls us to love and our human nature urges us to fight back and self-protect. That's why it's so important that we always remember the heart of the one who is calling us to obey. As Paul stated in today's verse, Christ loved us and gave himself up willingly, dying for us. Why? So that we could truly live, experiencing the freedom, the joy, and peace our souls crave. That's God the Father's heart as well. That was why he sent to us his beloved Son, not to hurt, control, or oppress us, but to set us free. The next time we're fearful to live fully led by God, the next time selfishness and sin begins to rise up within us, tempting us to rebel against or distance ourselves from God, our Creator, may we remember the words recorded in Romans 8:23, which states, "He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" We can live crucified to our old self, to our sin, to our pride, to our selfishness, to our defensive tendencies, because we know every time we seek after, follow after Jesus Christ, however he leads, we are experiencing a greater degree of life. The old, our dead, decaying, corrupted selves is gone, and the new has come, our new, vibrant life in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Holy Father, give us the courage to follow after you, to seek after you above all else. Thank you that our old self is gone. We are not who we used to be. We are made new in your Son, Jesus Christ. He killed the sinful nature within us. He killed the law of death, the curse of death that once enslaved us. And he has awakened our souls to vibrant life. When we find ourselves in those places where our old ways of living, our old habits begin to rise up, remind us that we don't have to follow because we are made new in you. And teach us what that new life looks like, because we know every time we walk in that newness of life, which you have already granted us, we grow stronger and we begin to develop new habits so that our behavior begins to match our nature, which is loved, empowered, transformed, cherished, called, and made new. We love you, and it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, "Wow, you're really awesome." More than like, "Wow, Jesus is really interesting. And he's really awesome."
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.